For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, the 28th Annual Artie Awards went off, well, I thought without a hitch, on Monday night. It was a huge success. The Artie Awards presented by WNED, WBFO, with proceeds supporting the Erie County Medical Center's HIV, AIDS, and immunodeficiency services. A success in terms of, well, audience, dollars raised, everything.
Unbelievable. Last year, 400 people came. This year, close to 600, and the theater only holds 620. So we're just lucky that theater people spend so much of the evening at the bar. Very happy group. The security guys said to me they have never encountered such a loud audience, because of course everyone knows everyone else. But it was a big success. Even before we opened the doors, we had raised enough to pay for the event with a handsome contribution to the hospital. Almost all the money goes to the hospital. We keep the costs so low. And it's not even over. You can remember that the cast of Phantom of the Opera, the touring company, did a fundraiser. They did a late night cabaret. And the current tour at Shays is the sequel, Andrew Lloyd Webber's Love Never Dies. And tonight at 11 p.m. after they do their show, they're doing a cabaret again at the Alleyway Theater. And you can see that cast perform a lot of fabulous material.
And it's a fabulous cast. So
it's
that'll
an incredible cast.
A great fundraiser. Something I noticed, or I think I noticed this year, there just seemed to be more families or young people. Some of them were on stage.
Well, that was wild. Those two little girls, 5 years old, just as cute as they can be. They were in a show. And now that it's so embedded after 28 years in the community, I was getting calls from eager mothers, you know. Sophie had her debut. Sophie's five. I know. She'll be there. It was so many young people that Charmaine Chi, fabulous stand-up comedian, actress, singer, who co-hosts the Arties with Amy Jekyll and me. They're wonderful together. You saw the Tinkerbell bit?
Right.
I won't describe it in case they ever hope to reuse it. She toned down her material, that she does a lot of nightclub stand-up, and recognizing that this was now a family event, she pulled back on her material.
I'm sure some folks who were there say, oh, that was pulled back? Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. Well, I think people also think that she just works entirely spontaneously, which she does not. That is carefully crafted over 6 months. She rehearses the material. She records the jokes, plays them back to herself, refines them. For her, the nervousness is, I don't know if people have been around stand-up, but even Joan Rivers would go to upstairs or the downstairs, and she would try out material, refine it in front of test audiences. Well, for the Artie material, it's so specific that she has to kind of hope that it flies, so she has to entertain herself. And you saw her backstage, pacing this totally different person from this carefree, laid-back, anything-goes character that she portrays when she's hosting the event.
A consummate professional.
Indeed.
There was a lot of social media activity taking place during and immediately after and the next day, but folks who want the official social media should go to our website. You can see a list of the winners, some great photography.
And all of Avery Schneider's Twitter feed. He was really on it. I think that his pictures are the most lively that I've seen, and they're just wonderful. A lot of photography, and that'll be rolling out in the days ahead. The fashion photography has not yet been released. We had a separate fashion photographer this year, and all of the other photos of the event. So they'll continue to come on in, and we urge people to enjoy those.
They're always fabulous outfits at the Arties, but wow, talk about a fabulous outfit for the big number, the title song, Love Never Dies, in the Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical over at Shays. The staging, the setup, we have the Phantom on the stage left, we have
Raoul on stage right, yes.
The backdrop mirrors the dress.
All
my
peacock
gosh.
Feathers, which are very unlucky in the theater. I thought that was a bold choice, but and as it turns out, it is unlucky for Christine. But I won't spoil in what way. You know something bad's going to happen, but you just are not sure to whom. This is a sequel to Phantom of the Opera. I had seen the original London production. It is completely overhauled different. That production was referred to by mean people as paint never dries. This was lively, and the whole Coney Island transition was rather thrilling.
That was.
And it is some of the characters from the original Phantom of the Opera. Some might enjoy, particularly the great Karen Mason as Madame Giry, a rather darker Madame Giry than we had seen in the previous part. And of course, it's 10 years later, and poor Raoul, the years have not been kind. Do not be expecting psychological complexity. This is a guilty, guilty pleasure as you luxuriate in luscious music and high melodrama.
And gorgeous singing, as mentioned before, the lead soprano, Megan Picerno. She's a full-fledged opera singer, and she needs those pipes. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.